From London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping to kickstart your day with the motivation and inspiration you need.
365 days a year.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Good morning! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And I'd like to say thank you right now for joining me. It's nice to see you. My name is still Chris Jags, and I'm your host for the latest addition to the LDL Wonderland, bringing you the motivation and inspiration to help kickstart your day. Hiya! Or something like that. On the show this week, I have an inspirational story about not giving up, which I came across last week whilst on YouTube. And after some research, it turns out that this is a very well-known story, especially as it happened at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics, in front of millions across the world. Now let's have that drop and let's get going.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. So let's get some motivation and smash it to pieces. This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast.
And we are back in the room. Vince Lombardi has a famous quote. It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up. Now, the quote fits perfectly well with the story that I've got for you, so let's just dive straight into it. Derek Redmond, born in September 1965, is a now-retired British runner who ran the 400 metres. During his career, he held the British record for 400-metre sprint and won gold medals in the 4x4-metres relay at the World Championships and European Championships. Before the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, he had undergone 8 operations due to injuries. Redmond was in a good form at the time of the Barcelona Olympics. He posted the fastest time of the first round and went on to win his quarterfinal. Redmond didn't finish first in the 1992 400 meter race. He didn't finish second. He didn't finish third or fourth. He finished dead last. But he finished. Of the thousands who dream about winning at the Olympics, only a handful do. When you do lose at the Olympics, it's not a single defeat that you have to digest, but 4 years of effort, 4 years that you may feel just wasted in a matter of minutes. Derek Redmond's defeat at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics reflects just the pure, true perseverance that an athlete has. The true spirit of the Olympics, but much more than anything, the undeniable importance of parenthood. Injuries were a consistent interruption to Redmond's career. He had earlier missed the 1986 Commonwealth Games, and at the 1988 Seoul Olympics due to injuries, putting out the opening round of the 400 metres just 90 seconds before his heat because of an injury to his Achilles tendon. But his talent, however, was unquestionable. Despite all of this, he was touted to win a medal at the Barcelona Olympics, but what thousands witnessed that day was the career of a man who was unwilling to submit to injuries. In the first round, Redmond ran his fastest 400 metres for almost 4 years, and that gave him some hope. In the semi-finals, he wanted to push a bit harder so he can get that decent lane in the finals. Derek had a very good start to the race, but after just 15 seconds, he tore his hamstring. He clutched his leg and stood on the floor. He was in visible pain. As the medical staff came over to help Redmond get off the field, he got back on his legs. Just when people were thinking that he was hobbling off to the side of the track, they came to realise that Derek Redmond was in fact trying to finish that race on one leg. Slowly, the crowd in total disbelief started to cheer him on. Later, Redmond commented, "I said to myself, there's no way I'm going to be stretchered out of these Olympics. I didn't know where I was. I really, really believed I could still qualify." Derek's father, Jim, who was in the stands, came rushing towards the track. He pushed off the officials and asked his son to stop what he was doing. Derek refused. Jim said, "Well, then we're just going to finish this together." And they finished the race with Derek's pain and anguish increasing with each step. Derek put his hand across his old man's shoulders and sobbed. Together, the father and son finished the race to a standing ovation from the crowd. Jim Redmond said it was a spontaneous reaction, as if I'd seen him hit by a car. I certainly didn't want him to carry on and finish the race. if anything, just to stop him. I could accept the fact that my son was injured, but not that he was going to carry on in pain, causing himself even greater damage. Now, 28 years after the race, hardly a few people remember who actually won that semi-final or who actually won the finals. But we all remember Derek Redmond for demonstrating the purest and most courageous example of determination we've ever seen. Although Redmond was disqualified and listed as did not finish due to outside assistance finishing the race, the incident has become a well-remembered moment in Olympic history, having been the subject of one of the International Olympic Committee's Celebrate Humanity videos, and also been used in advertisements by Visa as an illustration of the Olympic spirit, and featured in Nike's Courage commercials in 2008. To watch the race itself can be a little bit emotional. I can admit that, and with so many videos of this one event all over YouTube, you definitely have to look out for it, and with the whole story, not only does it go down in folklore history, but it's a massive example of someone not giving up, despite pain. Now, there are so many reasons why you shouldn't give up, and some we've covered before, but it's always good to have a reminder to refresh the mind and keep you focused when you're pushing forward, as that's what I'd like to think you're doing. You are, aren't you? Pushing forward? So, if you are feeling like just giving up, can I just make a few points to you first? Now, it's probably important to state first that, you know, you haven't tried everything yet, have you? Most people, not including you because you're not giving up, they just give up. When, you know, the dreams don't start turning to reality, I know it's quite difficult to stay focused when you've got various problems in life, but never give up. The beginning is always the hardest, and that counts for anything you're trying to do. You haven't tried everything yet, so don't trigger that negativity. There is always an answer to everything. Did you know you're closer to success than you think? No, really. Today is hard. Tomorrow will be worse. But the day after tomorrow, there'll be sunshine. But also, remember, you can't have a rainbow without a little bit of rain. It's also worth remembering, right before success, there is a dark place. I've used this example many times before, but Coca-Cola. They sold, what, 25 bottles in the first year? Now, I think they're doing it right now, aren't they? I mean, they're in every shop, pretty much. There was a guy who began singing and playing guitar at the age of 4. His parents didn't want him to watch TV too much. He was banned from playing video games. But he had a lot of books about art. He didn't enjoy school and was even bullied. A year later, he decided to quit school and follow his dream of making it into the music industry. Now, as with most stories, things didn't go to plan and he actually ended up homeless, often sleeping on trains just to get by. It lasted for 3 years where he had no place to live. He spent multiple nights and days performing to small groups, often without eating. To his surprise, some of his tracks went viral on iTunes. Now, this is the interesting part here. By the end of 2011, his album sold 801,000 copies, making it the 8th best-selling album of the year. His name? Well, it's just Ed Sheeran. I mean, you may have heard of him, right? Next time you see someone who is successful, don't focus on what they're doing now. Focus on what they did to get there. Think, if you give up, then what? On the road to your destiny, every person will be tempted to give up midway. Some turn around and go back. I would stay committed and move forward. Now, what's interesting is both travel the same distance. One goes back to where they started, and the other one moves halfway ahead, and then they reach their goal. Giving up is the worst thing to do. You could be considered a loser, and no one wants to be considered that, do they? Even yourself. You also have to stay committed. When you stay committed to your dreams, your marriage, your friends, your job, life will open doors for you that no one can shut. So let's bring this episode to an end. I hope if there was any idea of quitting in your head that's been wiped away, you don't need the negativity people here, do you? You really don't. Right, let's get going. Let's get after it. The dream, the vision, the big plan. Whatever it looks like to you, I really like it. Let's make it happen. If you want to talk one-to-one, jump on the calendar, ldlcall.com. It's there waiting for you to book your slot. But until next time, take it easy, and I will see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation.